Well, one of the best games of the weekend had finals-like intensity, and it was between Brisbane and Melbourne. The Lions, they're equal fourth on the ladder, having a brilliant year, and one of their stars, Alan Christensen, is on the phone. G'day, Alan.
G'day. How you going, guys?
Good. Congratulations on the win. It felt, watching from the couch, you know, of the best place to watch footy, like it had a real intensity. What was it like out there?
Yeah, definitely. Melbourne really pride themselves on contested ball and getting numbers around the contest. So we knew we had to bring it. And we tried to match them at their own game. And yeah, definitely it was quick. It was a really quick game and very intense. But as we get to the business part of the year, they're the sort of games we need. So that was good to get over the line.
And your stars were really up and about yesterday. Lachie Neal had 38 disposals or something ridiculous like that. Eric Hipwood kicking 5 goals. Everybody feels like they're coming into their own. Is that how it feels?
Yeah, definitely. And, Zorks was everywhere again like yesterday. And I feel like everyone in the team's starting to, you know, we've had 3 months together now and we're starting to gel. We've had a few new players and players come in and out of the side, and like I'm one of those. So we're all starting to, you know, gel and get some stability in the team. And yeah, I think that, as you've seen, like, you know, Hippie was able to kick 5 goals in a half yesterday. And, you know, next week it might be Dan McStay who gets on the end of that. So it's just, you know, if we all work together, usually there's someone who, will benefit from it. And yeah, it's great for the team.
Yeah, Hipwood seemed to he scored like 4 goals in 30 seconds or something.
It was
off the chain. But something I noticed though is towards the end of the game, as you were getting on top, Chris Fagan seemed to be getting angrier on the bench. What was he finally like? Was it all just bubbling over, or is it using reverse psychology? What was he so angry about?
I think we made a couple of bad mistakes.
No, you didn't. Yeah. You were winning.
Yeah. I think we kicked the ball inboard a couple of times, so we just needed to shut the ball down. So it was just, yeah, he can get pretty angry, Fags, but he moves on pretty quickly. So, it's pretty amusing if you sit next to him.
You sound like you're describing a substitute teacher.
Cover your ears, children.
Alan, it's Chelsea here. I don't know if you realise this, but I actually umpired your game from the goals last week.
Yep.
You probably didn't realise. But
No, I did. You called me back into the goal square at one stage. I was like, I'm coming.
Oh, thanks for that. Look, we do get assessed on our goal square management, so thanks for doing the right thing there. You had a sensational goal, and I can remember being on the end of it, and it was from the pocket. It was either the third or the fourth quarter. I can't quite remember. But, I mean, you blokes were just totally energised in that third quarter. And then you slotted this goal from the pocket. And I reckon I ran as far as any goal umpire would have to run to go left to right and just see it thread the needle. Just wondering, like, do you practice that? Or is that something that just comes, you know, out in your game when you really start to move intuitively and just play freely?
Yeah, well, I think that goal you're talking about, it was pretty instinctive. The ball sort of fell into my hands and I didn't have much time to think about it. And I just sort of threw it on the boot and I hit it pretty well. It sort of went end over end from where it needed to. You know, if I kicked it like a normal snap, it probably would have went right to left and, you know, it probably would have went out in the full. But the way I hit it, it went end over end and went dead straight. So I was pretty lucky. But, if you were down that end, we would have kept you pretty busy, I think. So.
You sure did. It was actually great. It's great to be in the game.
Yeah, but no, it was good. We played well last week and, it was good to be able to back it up again this week.
Were you and Charlie comparing goals, like being like watching them back? Because you both had freaky goals that day. Who do you think took the win?
I think he was pretty special when he got knocked to the ground and was able to get back up. So, yeah, he seems to regularly do them sort of things. So he can have that one.
Charlie, actually, I want to know, is he a cheeky sort of fella? Because I tried to pull him back into the goal square at one point and he said that his opponent was breaking the the line before the ball was thrown up. And I said, mate, I'm looking, I'm watching. And and he just had a little chuckle. Is he like a joker?
Yeah, he is, absolutely. He, you know, that's the way you see him play with energy and flair. It's like, that's his personality coming out as well. So, no, he's great to play with, and he's a great bloke off the field as well.
Now, your team's flying along, heading towards the F word, which we won't mention here in case we put the Moz on you in any capacity. However, Alan, you are a premiership player. Luke Hodge is a premiership player. Do you have advice for the younger players who may not have played in the finals, may not have got there, about how to handle it?
Yeah, I guess that, you know, ever since I've got here, ever since Hodges got there, everything we do is sort of preparing for, you know, hopefully September football. So, you know, this is what, it's round 16 next week, and, you know, we've put ourselves in a really good position. It's just about doing what we've done in the first 15 rounds. It's pretty much like you can't let go of that just because, you know, we're in the position where we are and we're fifth on the ladder. We can't, you know, think or assume that everything's got to happen. So I guess that's the things with teams who play finals. Like, they're relentless the whole way through the season. They, you know, they're doing the extra 1%. They're going in and doing recovery on their days off. They're doing extra touch work when they don't feel like it. And that's what finals teams do. So, you know, us older guys, and Lachie Neal's played in the grand final as well. And, you know, Josh Walker and Link McCarthy around the Cats when they were really good. So, you know, it's an exciting time for us. But, yeah, we just got to, you know, be relentless in our pursuit of where we want to head.
Alan, one final question before we get to our hard-hitting footy record-style journalism. We've been really championing a Hugh McCluggage just to be called the Scottish suitcase at all times by media and everything. Has the team adapted this yet? Are you guys calling him the Scottish suitcase? Can you, as one of the senior players, can you make this happen?
Well, can you run me through why we're calling him the Scottish? Like, because it's Mick and luggage?
Yeah,
is that
that's it?
Yeah, yeah, don't read deeply into it.
No, I've never heard it, but, you know, we'll be in there tomorrow, so I'll see what sort of reaction I get from it, and then I'll let you know.
We're relying on you, Alan, so thank you. We will check back in. I think he'd be up for it. We had him on the show earlier in the year, I reckon, you know, we could get it over the line. Now, footy record, we all loved the get to know the player profile. Mm. I'll kick it off this week. Alan, what's your favourite movie?
So my favourite movie is, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the B word, like, but Inglourious.
Oh, yeah, no, you can ask, like, yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah, Inglourious Basterds is my favourite.
We're just thankful
movie.
It's not The Shawshank Redemption.
Inglourious Basterds is
everyone's favourite movie.
Yeah,
is The Shawshank. Yeah.
Very good choice.
What is your favourite meal the night before a game?
So I cook some tortellini, a broccoli salad, and I get like a nice Wagyu steak and just cut that up.
So,
all together in the one meal?
Yeah.
Oh. Nothing but the best, Wagyu.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Chelsea,
yeah.
It's your turn for these.
We just make these, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally, sure. Because otherwise, it's very professional.
Oh, here we go. Three people, if you had to invite to your dinner table.
Ooh,
good one.
Dead
a
or
cliche,
alive,
but
or,
a goodie.
No, that's
dead
good.
Or alive.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the heads up with these questions as well. I'm a massive ice hockey fan, so I'd say Alex Ovechkin from the Washington Capitals. I'd love. You know, I listen to a few ice hockey podcasts, and the Russian guys sound very interesting. So, yeah. I think I'd love to have, you know, him at the table.
Of all the Russians influencing Washington, I think that's one of the least offensive ones.
Even though I don't really like him that much, I think Donald Trump would be very interesting at the
good
at
story,
the table.
Yeah,
and
so you'd have a hate guest. You're inviting someone you don't like.
Yeah, I want it to be interesting. You don't want to sit there and, you know, be all chummy.
That's true. So if you don't invite us to dinner, don't be offended. And who's your third?
Probably someone like Ryan Reynolds. I reckon he'd be good.
Yeah, he'd be good. Good value.
And he's Canadian, so he'd talk hockey with you.
Yeah.
Are you a Washington Capitals fan? Is that your team?
Yeah. All right. Huge.
I'm guessing not many, because I don't know much about ice hockey. But should we adopt the Caps as our they came to play team?
Yeah, absolutely. Be your team.
Done. Wow. Go Caps.
I'm actually thrilled because I like to be told who to barrack for another code. So I'm on board. Fantastic. Alan Christensen nailed it, all of it. Good luck to you and the Lions for the rest of the season, and we'll keep in touch to make sure you're bringing the Scottish suitcase to the wider population. So thanks for joining They Came to Play.
No worries. Thanks.